All right, let's come together for our city council meeting coming up tonight, 7 o'clock at City Council Chambers, 400 East Military. You start off with Mayor's comments.
Yeah, I just want to mention in my comments, the library, they've moved over to the auditorium, and so they're officially opening on the 19th. I want to thank the community for their patience. We also will have a groundbreaking on September 27th. It's a Tuesday at 5 o'clock. It's open to the public as well if you want to come out to the library location, and we'll have a ceremony. Our contractor is going to mobilize out there, and so some exciting things going on at the library. So
good deal. Yeah, there will be no period tonight where people can beforehand where they can do the public
comment.
No, that's
the last Tuesday. That's the last meeting of every month is when we have that 30 minutes. So yeah, the meeting tonight will start at 7 o'clock.
Okay, we start with public hearings. First item on the agenda, resolution 2022-161 is of the City Council of the City of Fremont to affirm a property tax request for the 2022-23 budget year.
So yeah, so item two will be my recommendation to council will be not an increase to the city's budget for this year, or for next year. That will be a 7% decrease in the levy, and so that's the resolution that will be considered tonight regards to the budget.
Item three is ordinance 5628 requesting a change of zone from R rural to GI general industrial for about 11 acres located at 602 East County Road T here in Fremont, which is kind of close to Platte River, isn't it?
Yes, and this item's been on the agenda. It's had to be continued just because the applicant wasn't quite ready, so it is back again. This passed Planning Commission 8-0, and so it's a change of zone from R rural to GI General Industrial. So again, this would be for first reading tonight.
Item four is resolution 2022-162, recommending approval of a Class A liquor license application of GIPH Restaurants doing business as Pizza Hut of Fremont right across the street here.
That's right. This will be a public hearing for Pizza Hut. A Class A liquor license is just beer on sale only. So that's what will be for consideration tonight.
Item five is resolution 163. It recommends approval of a Class C liquor license application of Pindec.
So there's new
30 Bowl. Yeah,
new ownership out at 30 Bowl, and so because of that, they need to go through the liquor license process, and this would be a Class C liquor license, beer, wine, spirits, on and off sale.
And next, that moves into consent agenda items, and there are 20. Well, there's not 21. There are about 15 items. Looks mm-hmm. like on the consent agenda. Item nine is a resolution 2022-164 to accept the assistance to firefighters grant.
Yeah, great news. We received $26,909.09 as to an assistance to firefighters grant. This is through the federal government. This will purchase 8 sets of turnout gear.
Nice.
Really, really good news. I appreciate Chief Burnt and Angie Olson and the staff for applying for that and receiving those funds.
And not to keep bringing it up, but we're still waiting on the SAFER grant.
Yeah,
right?
You know, we are. It is every week I check in with Chief Burnt, and it's just the federal government is just slow in approving these right now. So it's not we haven't
not
been
that
declined.
We haven't. Yeah,
it's just we're waiting. We got our application in plenty of time, so it's just staying patient, Chris.
Item 10 is a motion to approve cement work, asphalt, evacuate license applications.
So we'll have two, Mark McTaggart and Northeast Nebraska Telephone Company.
I meant to say excavate, not evacuate. Oh, boy.
Good clarification there.
Yeah. Item 11 is resolution 2022-165, approving partnerships required to be eligible as a creative district.
So the city is currently working on to apply for a creative district, and so part of that application, we have to have area organizations as part of the application. So we have the Dodge County CVB, the Fremont Chamber, and the Art Association. We have 20 area businesses, though, that are part of that whole process and organizations. And so it's really a great collaborative effort going on for a creative district.
Yeah, that is. Item 12 is a motion to authorize the mayor to sign deeds of reconveyance for 936 Adural Lane for completing CDBG loan requirements.
So all the loans, the borrower has completed all the loan requirements, so this is for 936 Adural Lane.
So. trying to think of where that is, but I'm not sure. Item 13, Resolution 2022-166, authorizing the Fremont Department of Utilities to purchase a 2026 Altec D3060E digger line truck from Altec Industries.
Don't just skip over 2026, Chris. Can you believe that?
I know.
This
that's
is how
thinking.
Far
you got to work out
we
that
have
far.
To have to purchase because of supply chain and things like that. So appreciate the utility looking out ahead and getting on top of this. So this would be a $423,752 for a new digger line truck, 2026.
Wow.
So
it just
amazing.
You just call out to the truck and say, hey, go out to a military and stop at 1800 and start digging.
Yes.
It just does it all, right?
It does it all. And it, yes. Yep.
So, item 14, Resolution 2022-167 authorizes the fire department to purchase six new Motorola 800 megahertz portable radios from First Wireless Inc. or D&D Communications on the state of Nebraska contract.
So yeah, these portable radios, they're vital to our firefighters and their safety. And so with the new firefighters that are going to be starting, this is a budgeted item for new radios, just comes under about $40,000.
Item 15 is Resolution 168, approves the request of Gallery 92 West to use 6th Street from Broad to Park for a Veterans Day exhibit.
So there will be a Lost and Forgotten Photographs of World War One, a tribute to veterans, on November 11th from 4 to 8. The Art Association is putting that on, so please go visit that.
Yeah, that'll be neat. Item 16, the City Council will be receiving Keep Fremont Beautiful's annual report.
So Keep Fremont Beautiful, great organization within Fremont with beautification, litter reduction, waste disposal. And so we receive an annual report every year. And so I want to thank Keep Fremont Beautiful for their work within Fremont.
Item 17 is Resolution 2022-169, renewing city property and liability policy for a one-year policy period.
So we have the League Association of Risk Management is the pool where we have our property and liability insurance. So this is approving for a one-year policy period for that.
Item 18 is another extension of something from earlier, I would imagine,
yes.
Right? A move to authorize the mayor to sign Form 50G ownership change for Pindeck LLC, doing business as 30 Bowl.
Yep. So this is, again, there's new ownership out at 30 Bowl. This is part of the Keno application, and there's a form we have to sign for that ownership change.
Item 19 is Resolution 2022-170 to repeal Resolution 2021-015, approving a local option economic development loan to Vertical Cold Storage LLC and VCS Fremont Property I-1 LLC.
Yeah, so the city of Fremont, we've been working, hard for over a year and a half. We had a cold storage facility that was looking at the community. We had just countless meetings with them and trying to get them to locate here. They went through the LB 840 process and did not receive any funds, but we're committed funds
right.
to them. And unfortunately, the project didn't work out in regard to just the business case kind of fell through. There was a major customer that just wasn't going to be able to work here in Fremont. And so this is a resolution to repeal or uncommit the funds. Again, we haven't paid out any funds. It's just a process of formally it's just uncommitting those back into the LB 840.
Good deal. Item 20 is Resolution 2022-171 to approve liquor license manager Michael A. Etmond at Village Inn.
Yep. So we have to approve the liquor license managers. This is for Village Inn. So.
Item 21, Resolution 2022-173, adds First Community Bank as a designated depository of the city of Fremont.
So First Community Bank is a new bank that's here in Fremont, and so this just adds them as a designated depository, so they are allowed to bid on any RFPs that the city has for banking needs.
And I did see out on East 23rd out here on the east side that they have committed to some land out there in the Deers area.
Yep. So I believe they're in the process of putting up a new branch in Fremont.
Yeah.
So again, appreciate anybody coming into our community and building a building and putting some stakes here. So
Unfinished business we move to now. One item there, Resolution 2022-149, authorizing a contract for City Physicians Clinic Incorporated doing business as Methodist Physicians Clinic.
So this is a part of, we confirmed Dr. Eberle as our city physician a couple meetings ago. This is part of that process. We've had a couple back and forth in regards to getting the contract for that ready to go. This should be, everything should be ready to go tonight. And really our city physician just goes to Board of Health meetings and advises the city on anything in regards to our any medical needs or information that we need in the city. So
yeah, if there would be a pandemic, that would never happen though. Right? Yeah. I'm just kidding. I do want to remind folks though that with all these items, you can go to the City of Fremont's website. The complete, all the information is there. If you want to click on one of these items you're interested in, you can usually find a link there and click on it and see all the details.
Absolutely. Our website is very good when it comes to going through all the agendas from all the meetings. You can go back however far you want, and there is a lot of backup, sometimes almost 1,000 pages.
Oh, gosh,
so, I mean, we put a lot in there to inform the public. So
yeah, a lot of times, like this one, this probably, 300 to 400 pages yes. is available there?
There is.
We move to new business. Item 23, Ordinance 5630, to approve government salary pay plan for officers and employees.
So this item is, we are adding an assistant public works director position. And so that position has to be added into the government salary ordinance to be able to go out and hire that position. And so that's what item 23 is tonight.
Item 24 is Resolution 2022-172, allocating additional local option economic development funds for Tech Park infrastructure improvements.
So the city owns about 80 acres north of town. That's the Fremont Technology Park. We have been in the process of building out the infrastructure for that, 29th Street. And we have businesses that are coming in, and we're really excited about it. And so this is just, costs have gone up, Chris. Mm-hmm. And we had to build a detention cell out there, extend that. And so we need additional funds to be able to complete the project. And so this item would add additionally $1,906,608 to the project to be able to complete it. This went through both committees. We have a citizens review committee and a local option review committee, and both passed unanimously out of those. We just need to get this project done, and it's going to be add a lot of jobs to Fremont. A lot of the businesses up there are local businesses that are coming in, and so this is going to take get the project done.
I just drove down Lincoln all the way north here to see how that was going over the weekend. I just happened to let's go down there. So checked it out, and that's going to be really nice.
I think it really is. Additional jobs and that are going to bring to the community, and it's going to be exciting to see when it's completed.
And there's still a little bit of land available out there, right?
Yeah, we have, I think there's one lot and we currently have that is next to infrastructure. There are lots along 32nd Street that we are not selling just because the infrastructure is not there. So we've kind of held off selling the lots. The one lot is all we have that's next, mm-hmm. just to get the infrastructure done, then reevaluate when it comes from a cost standpoint. And then take care of the businesses that are going up there right now and planning to be there. So,
all right. Final item, a new business is item 25, Council Member Ellis item, consideration or possible action approving motion and recommended alternative use of federally provided ARPA funds.
So this is an item, this was actually on last meeting as well in regards to the American Rescue Plan Act. So Council Member Ellis is citing that again for discussion. So,
all right, very good. Well, anybody has questions, they can always give you a call, or they can come to the meeting tonight.
Yeah, come to the meeting, open to the public, 7 o'clock, second floor of a city council chambers, 400 East Military Avenue. So, or reach out to me, call, email, I'll do the best I can to follow up, and we'll get your questions answered. So.